Hello.
Hi, is this David?
This is David.
Hi, David. This is Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Not bad. How you doing?
Pretty good. You had requested a callback around this time in regards to some equipment financing?
Yeah. I thought I was going to be home, but I'm not. But I can talk for a little bit. I'm on the road.
Okay. Or I can give you a call back.
I just had a couple questions to ask you guys.
Okay.
And, we can talk later on today.
Okay.
Fine. Are you guys more stuff like a payment, like a regular payment monthly? Or how do you guys work this?
What were you looking to do with the funds?
Okay. I got a little trucking company business. We do little hot shot loads. Okay, and I'm looking to buy another truck and trailer.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, you know, I've got two of them right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're financed, but my business is going pretty good, and I'm looking at, you know, I can put another truck on the road pretty easily.
Yeah.
And make about $1,500 to $2,000 just playing around with it a week.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I can make pretty good money. I mean, just right now, that's not counting down the road, you know.
Mhm. And so that's local hauling?
I'm not. We actually, I got one truck that is local.
Uh-huh.
And I got one truck that runs over the road, and the third truck I want to get will do both.
Okay.
It'll do a lot of local running, but a lot of them I run over, go from state to state. You know, like my one truck right now is in Nebraska.
Okay. So the one that you're looking to get, is that going to be a sleeper?
No. These are just, they're pickup trucks.
Oh, okay.
They're a one-ton Ford.
Okay.
That's why we're a little hot shot. What we do is I can only haul up to 12,000 pounds of weight. That keeps us under, the CDL keeps us under, I did all my homework on it. It just keeps me under a lot of paperwork to do, and there's a lot of loads out there that require 10,000 pounds, 11,000 pounds of weight to haul, and they need it there as quick as possible, and that's what we do.
Okay.
You know,
perfect.
So, and I've got one company that I do haul for. They hired me to, I just do all their local runs.
Mm-hmm.
So it never leaves Akron, Cleveland, Ohio. It's always here.
Okay.
And then the company next door built excavator buckets.
Mm-hmm.
And we do 80% of their runs now. I can get up a little bit more from them because I can't get my truck back in time in town to pick up the load that he needs hauled out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's where my other one would come into play. It's going to do a lot of the oddball loads that I can't get back in town for. I'm missing out a lot of money just from him.
Perfect. And how long have you had this business?
Just a little over a year, about a year and 6 months.
Okay. Perfect.
But we're up to, we gross about six. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. That's we gross about anywhere between $16,000 to $20,000 a month right now.
Okay. Perfect. And how much is the truck and trailer you're looking at?
Well, I was looking to try to get one. I had one found, but they sold it before I could get a hold of it.
Oh.
Do anything. But, nice used truck is about $30,000 to $35,000. A new truck is $60,000.
Okay.
The trailer I want to get is about $8,000.
So you're going to pay us at the beginning of $1,000.
So I'm looking at if I'd like to get a new truck, but I know that payment is going to be a little higher. But I would, you know, I need it between $40,000 to $45,000 minimum to get the used truck and trailer and everything else.
Okay. So, and then are you the sole owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And how is your personal credit?
It's kind of in between. Now, they just refinanced because I started a business last year.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a house, and then I had some issues because I lost my job, and that's why I started this business.
Mm-hmm.
And it took everything I had. It took me a few months to get back in, but they refinanced my house. I got a loan through Ford Credit for one of my trucks. I got Allied Finance. Finance just got my Jeep.
Okay.
You know, so we've been back on track a little bit. I got some medical bills out there, but that does release my worries right now.
Okay. Where do you think your credit score falls? Do you have any idea? Is it 600, 700? Is it
500 range? I think I should be right around the 600 range.
Okay.
Somewhere in the 600s. Like I said, okay. They just refinanced my house.
Mm-hmm.
I got U.S. Bank, and they worked with me last year because I fell behind a few months on the payment because and everything.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get a loan. Without a job, you can't get a loan.
Right.
To start a business. So I used everything I had to get this going. I used my 401k. I used my income tax and just everything I had. I put into this, and it's really starting to pay off now, and it's going really well.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going well.
I just want to keep going, and 3 trucks is was my goal. Because I figured that's big enough to make a really good living, even though I'm making it now, but I mean, it's big enough to make a good living, and then also not too big that you can't keep it under control.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So this is what I think we could offer you, and we can see if it's going to be a good fit. So typically a business that's under 2 years in business is considered a startup. And so we're limited to what we can lend you, but usually it'll be around $35,000 to, say, $50,000. So, we may, if you do the used truck and trailer, we can either do that as one loan, or if we need to separate it, I could probably split that into 2 different loans, but get you the truck and the trailer. But I think it's going to have to be the used one, not the new one.
Right.
That works.
That works. Because what I do, I've got my one truck that does local running, so mm-hmm. I have to find one a little bit. They're all pretty good. I found on 2012, and they're out there, and I can get them about $30,000 to $35,000.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. They're out there with about 100,000 miles on them. They're good for 400,000 to 500,000 miles easy. So, and I really like these trucks. Fords have been, well, I bought that brand new one. I haven't had to do nothing to it, knock on wood. I mean, it's just been a dynamite truck. We got 100, in a year and a half, I put 161,000 miles on them.
Wow.
So, it's, we do some hauling.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the other vehicles, did you do those through the business, or did you get personal loans?
They're personal loans.
Okay. And now you're looking to do it through the business.
Right.
Okay. And that's good. You should always separate the two.
Because when you put
that debt on your credit, it's going to affect your credit score, and by having all those loans and those payments.
Right. I found that out when I wanted to go buy this other truck there here. They almost didn't want to give it to me because I had 2 other car payments.
Right, exactly.
And we had to explain to them and that, it was for the business standard, and they still put it underneath my name.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. I mean, they
Well, because they don't do commercial finance, so they can't put it under the business name, because that's not, they don't do that. It has to be in your name. So what we do is we only do business financing, and so this would go under the company name. You would be a guarantor, but it would go in your business credit and build that, and then you're also going to get the tax write-off as well, which is nice.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. So that'll come in handy later in the year when, your CPA is looking for things to write off. So you'll have that available, which is nice. So I think this is something that we can, definitely work with. What's your time frame?
About 3 weeks.
Okay.
I've got my one helper's gone on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And June 1st, he's going to be gone for 2 weeks. And I'd like to have something where when he comes back that you know, I got something rolling. That way he can go. I got my daughter drives for me on my other truck, the local, but I'm doing that right now for her and give her a week off. Just like she'll do that, then I'll take care of the other truck with the other long runs and locals, whatever I need to do.
Okay.
About 3 weeks. You know, yeah. So it's not like I have to hurry mm-hmm. on this. And also see what the trucks are out there too. See about the used trucks where they're at.
Yeah, do you know where you're gonna get it from yet?
No, not yet. I'd have to find, you know, start looking and go from there. But if I wanna know and see if I got approved or not for it, then I can just go find one and get them to send the deal over to you. I know the trailer will probably be coming from Somerset, Kentucky, the dealership down there at the PDA trailer.
Okay.
It seems to be the best trailers for me. Okay. And that I can do pretty quick, you know, but the truck, it could be, you know, like I said, all depends on what deals are out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To find a good one, I want a good one that's going to last me for a while. I don't want to buy some junk.
Okay.
I don't want to buy a nice truck. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of driving, and we're in a winter vehicle a lot.
All right. Well, this is what we can do. I have your email address. What I'll do is I'll send you, it's a one-page application, and then we'll look at the first page of your last 3 months' bank statements.
Okay.
And then once you get the quotes, you can send those over, and we'll get that submitted and hopefully be able to just approve that equipment for you. And then what would happen is we would just pay your vendors directly on your behalf, and then you would just have a monthly payment. We usually can do between 2 to 5 year terms.
Okay, yeah, because I like, you got $40,000 now. I'd like to get it out as long as I can. So
mm-hmm. Okay.
I was hoping on like about a five year loan would be good.
Yeah.
That keeps my payment down reasonable, where I don't want to crowd the business where it's forced to do this and that, where it's comfortable doing things, you know, not trying to cram it in and pay too much out, you know, that you're not going to make.
Yeah, you should always pick a payment that's going to be comfortable, so you're not stretching yourself. But, I think it's a good way to get your foot in the door with, you know, you're doing some financing through the business and build your business credit, especially as a startup business, because what you'll see is, you know, typically you'll have startup rates because it's a new business. And then once you pass that two-year term is where you'll be able to qualify for some, you know, better rates at that point because the business has been established at that time. And then you've also done some other financing, so there's, good track record there.
Well, that's what I was kind of hoping on, because I was hoping on, like you said, 2 years, get 2 years underneath my belt, then mm-hmm. trade off my other couple vehicles, buy new vehicles again, and just, that gets my record going pretty good.
Yeah.
In the business. And that way I can keep for nicer vehicles going. So I'm not worried about it. DOT is kind of, they can be a little nasty, but I've had one guy, I went through a couple way stations and they inspected me and I said, oh, geez, you know. He said, well, we inspect you because you got new vehicles. And we figured it'd be easy. And it was, you know, I went through all their passes and everything else. But since I got the nicer vehicles, they targeted me because they figured it was going to be a nice, quick, simple. They got to get so many things a month, I guess. They're all nice about it, but it's like, they told me they liked the idea that I was running nicer vehicles, good vehicles, clean vehicles, and that's what I like to do, and it just makes it nice for the company. So I don't have to worry about the breakdowns.
Exactly.
My maintenance and just keep going. Cause that's, as long as the truck's running, I'm making money. It broke down, I'm not making money.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Well, that sounds good. So this is what I'll do. I'm going to email you. Give me a few minutes. I'll send this email over. And then if you want to send the application, the bank statements, we can just have that on file. And then when you're ready, you can send the quotes over or you can send it all at once. you know, whatever you want to do. And then we can go from there. We can usually have you approved within a day, so it's not a long process.
Okay, so I will I'll fill this out, send that back. Then I just I contact the places I want and have them send it over to you, see if I get the loan or not.
Or yeah, so will I know what... Just get a quote for what you're looking for from them. So if you find the trailer somewhere else and the other piece, you know, a different place or all the same place, just get a quote so we can see the cost and the type of equipment you're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just, we just want to see that. And then we can get you approved based off that.
Okay. Yeah, because it's going to be two different places for sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
The trailer and the truck are two different places.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, we can pay them both through the same loan.
Okay. Just send me that over, and then later on tonight, I'll get that filled out, fax it back to you. I'll get my 3-month bank statement, have them faxed over to you. And then I'll just start looking. I'll probably just start looking at the trailers and have them give you a quote over that, Ralph, for that. Yeah, because trailer's brand new.
Yeah.
The trailer is a brand new trailer. There's, you know, that would eliminate that one out of the way.
Yeah.
And I'll just start looking at the trucks and go looking at them and see what's going on from there.
All right. Well, that sounds good. We'll send this over shortly. And did you have any other questions?
Nope. That'll work for me. I appreciate it.
Perfect. Well, we look forward to helping you out.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, David.
Hey, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks. Bye.